Hello, agents, and welcome to the 25th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, hosted by myself, Pokemon Trainer Jay. Ingress Insights is a podcast all about an 90 game Ingress. You get news and updates and rumours of various things about Ingress each week. And in this week's episode, we're talking about an update to the Ingress forums, the end of Cryptic Memories, and the Q2 events and the Q3 anomalies that are coming up. There's quite a bit to go over this week, and we also have our first voice message from a listener to give some feedback to Brian on Ingress. You'll have heard me go through all the whole list of names of people in the special episode dropped midweek, so do listen to that if you want a bit of explanation over who Brian is, or who Thea is, or even who HPWU Lola is and was for Niantic. So all that being said, I'm going to move into the first bit of news, which concerns something happening on the 1st of April, being the closure of the Ingress community forums. On the 26th of March, the Ingress team posted a new update on their news page. Noted upcoming changes to the Ingress community forum. So I'm going to read through it first of all and then offer some thoughts on it. So it says, "Greetings agents, we want to share with you a recent decision the team has come to with regards to the future of the Niantic hosted Ingress community forum. On Monday, 15th of April 2024, the Ingress forum will be shut down, and we will encourage agents to use the r/Ingress subreddit as a place to share their stories and victories with other agents. This was a tough decision to make, but we feel this will be better in the long run. So why the change? As we reflect on the last 4.5 years with the forum, there are a lot of positive and exciting moments, from media drops and puzzles, to the introduction of the XMAs and discussions around live events. There were a handful of factors, but despite all its benefits, the forum has been unsuccessful in replacing Google+, in providing a shared space for agents to gather and connect. There are many existing thriving communities such as the r/Ingress subreddit, which we feel serve the Ingress community just as well, if not better. With this change, we'll be able to spend our energy fostering existing communities and focusing on improving and growing the game. Agents are encouraged to reach out to Niantic with feedback via support and social media. Here is what to expect in the upcoming weeks. Community.ingress.com will become read-only on Monday, the 1st of April 2024. Community.ingress.com will close on Monday, the 15th of April 2024. References to community.ingress.com will be removed from the scanner, targeted Wednesday, 10th of April 2024. What will happen to my forum content? All of the content on community.ingress.com will be deleted after the forum closes on Monday, the 15th of April 2024. We encourage agents to please make sure they screenshot their favourite content or use tools such as the Wayback Machine to save and access content in future. How can I share my feedback with Niantic? Team actively monitors various agent communities across platforms, including, but not limited to, in-app support, r/Ingress, x/Twitter, and numerous Telegram communities. The Ingress team is looking at ways it can engage with the community regularly, such as hosting AMAs on Reddit, Dev Diaries, and more. So, what about the Vanguard and XMA programs? Both the Vanguards and XMAs have been wonderful and helpful contributors to the Ingress team, and we are so grateful for their contributions. However, as we look forward, it's becoming clear these programs are in need of revamping. Effective 15th of April 2024, both the Vanguard and XMA programs will be retired in their current form, and we will relaunch a new unified player ambassador program before the end of 2024. A number of Vanguards have opted into staying until the new program is launched and will be available for play inquiries, as well as providing feedback and advice to Niantic on updates being made to support as a result of the forum shutdown. The Vanguards staying on are Atropos, who's Enlightened, On Demand CZ, who's Enlightened, 21027Me, who is Enlightened, Vane, who's Enlightened, Azharia, who's Resistance, HH Hippo with 3 P's, Resistance, Hikaru Maru, Resistance, K4L3V, Resistance, and Van Jeffrey, who's Resistance. We appreciate the work that both the Vanguards and the XMAs contributed more than we can articulate in words. Their efforts have helped Niantic better understand the player base, from their feedback on events and features, escalating scanner issues, cheat reports and game board restoration requests, and more. Their behind-the-scenes advocacy was top-notch. Player advocates like the Vanguards and XM ambassadors make Ingress better, and we're working to create a new player ambassador program in ways that reflect this. There is a lot to do in the upcoming 3 weeks to prepare the forum closure, and we thank you for your patience as we get there, the Ingress team. There are a few FAQs at the end of the article that I'm going to read through as well. So one of those asks, how do I report bugs, as we had a bug reporting forum. So the Ingress team is still very invested in investigating and resolving bugs that our players report. Each bug report that is submitted through in-app reporting will be reviewed by our team. Depending on severity and impact, the team will prioritise bugs for fixes. We plan on implementing an easier and more streamlined way to report game issues in the future. Another FAQ is that I am concerned my cheat reports will not be addressed. The Ingress team takes cheat reports and any other report regarding the fairness and safety of our game seriously. If you have something to report, please report it in-app. The team is also investigating improvements to report flows to make it easier for players to make such reports. And the next one is, how do we get portals restored? It just links to an FAQ, which I'll link to in the show notes, to reversing the actions of banned players, basically. How do we report event concerns? So event concerns can continue to be escalated via the events Enlightened and or Resistance point of contact. You may also reach out to one of the Vanguards who have remained on board. So that's that list up above on there. I'd imagine the best way to reach out to those is via Telegram. For most of them, it doesn't specifically list contact links for them on there. But as I said, there'll be new player ambassadors coming in after the end of 2024. So that's all the official announcement. So I'll go with my thoughts now that unfortunately the Niantic team kind of abandoned the forums long ago because they were no longer doing AMAs or engaging with agents. I think they'd kind of given up on it, actually, a good while back, and now it's just started to be closed as the other forums move to a new platform. So I'll cover this in a bit more detail later, but the Wayfarer, Pikmin Bloom and Monsunter Now forums, which were all hosted on Vanilla Forums, as the Ingress forum is, these are all moving to a new platform. So it's only the Ingress community forum that's closing. As I've said, they didn't feel it was a sufficient replacement for Google+. I personally feel if they put in a little bit more effort, it would have been a good replacement. If they engaged with agents a little more, even little things like AMAs or commenting on threads or anything really for the past few years, they could have been a good place to be. It was useful obviously when they shared news in there and see discussions around that. Obviously there are other forums, as they suggest, using the Ingress subreddit. I'm not sure that's a viable replacement. Anyone will remember when Ingress Prime started up, instead of having their own forums, they had the R Ingress Prime feedback subreddit, which I don't think worked well. So I don't know why they've decided to go for using Reddit myself. Obviously, it's not a popular thing, but Niantic do have their own owned service of Campfire, where they could chat and provide updates on there. Obviously, a lot of other games have used Discord and set up official Discord. So I play a few Jam City games, such as Jurassic World Alive, and they have an official Discord where they share bug reports, updates, get proper user feedback. And Discord is obviously used a lot for general gamers, so it's something people are familiar with the setup of. And other suggestions were things like Slack as well, which is quite useful for getting that. I don't know how, what communication method the XMAs and Vanguards use. I suspect it's something like Slack or Discord with Niantic staff, so it would be something that the Niantic team would be familiar with as well. I say it kind of sucks that they're closing the Ingress forums when all the other ones are staying open. It feels again like Ingress is a bit shafted, mainly due to lack of involvement from Niantic, is my view. But I've put up a post in the Ingress community forums, and obviously this podcast will be coming out on the 31st, but if you have any kind of best and worst of the Ingress community forums to share, put it in there, and I'll put it in a future show after the forums do close down. And then following that, I will put in a link if you want to share any voice messages about the forums or about anything in general from Niantic and Ingress, and we'll get on to that and see how people feel about the forums closing and how they feel, if they feel similarly to what I do, that Ingress has been a bit shafted with this change. But I think it's been the choice of the Ingress team not to continue with the forums rather than a Niantic decision to shaft Ingress. That's just my view. As I said, you might think it's entirely different to me. Be happy to hear anything you've got on there. And then we now also finally have the Q2 event schedule announced, so I'm going to move into that. On the 28th of March 2024, the Ingress team finally revealed the Q2 event schedule, so that's April, May, and June of 2024 for the Buried Memories season. So they note that agents, your attention, the schedule for covert operation April, May, and June is now established. Additional directives and detailed intelligence for each operation will be disseminated as you approach the execution dates. Stay alert. So in April, as I mentioned last podcast, we've got the 6th of April as first Saturday. Again, that's all in person. There's no badge for attending online anymore post January. And then from the 12th of April until the 6th of May, we have another global operation. So this is the Buried Memories Global Link and Field Op. So similarly to Chronos and the Cryptic Memories Global Op, you can obtain a two-tiered Buried Memories Operation Medal through this global operation. We don't have further details at the minute, it just says stay prepared for new directives. So we'll get more details of that closer to the 12th of April. The 14th of April brings a second Sunday. So for this quarter, second Sunday is remaining exactly the same as it has been. So you complete any six unique Ingress missions to increase your second Sunday medal by one count between 12 a.m. and 11:59 p.m. local time on the 14th of April. And again, that may change in the future, but for April, May, June, it's the basic do six unique missions. And then on the 27th of April, we have a Buried Memories Shard Skirmish. So rather than a Shard Night, it's a Shard Skirmish, implying maybe it will occur in the day. So for that, you can obtain the Buried Memories Anomaly Medal by joining the Shard Skirmish at one of 25 APAC locations, so Asia Pacific locations for that. And again, it just says stay prepared for new directives. Don't have any further details on what that will be. You'll notice that in April we have no cell battle, as there has been for Cryptic Memories previously. So maybe that didn't work as well as the team wanted, or we're skipping it for this quarter, but there's no cell battles in these months. So moving on to May, the 4th of May is the first Saturday in May, so it's first Saturday. Again, in person only once. And the 11th of May, we've got a Buried Memories Shard Skirmish, so similarly to the April one, but this is at one of 25 EMEA locations. The 12th of May brings us second Sunday, which again, doing the six unique Ingress missions from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. local time. And then normally we'd have both XM anomalies on the same day, but the Chicago one had to move. So on the 18th of May, we've got the Buried Memories anomaly at Naha. So there you can attend in person and obtain the Buried Memories Anomaly Medal. On the 25th of May, the week after, that's when the Chicago Buried Memories Anomaly is. Again, that's one to attend in person, get the Buried Memories Anomaly Medal that way. In June, we've got the 1st of June is the first Saturday of June, so that's for normal first Saturday. Participating in that event, getting a tick on your badge there for first Saturday. 8th of June is the Bearer of Memory Shard Skirmish for that month, and that's at the AMER locations. The 9th of June is second Sunday again, as said, 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. local time, completing any six unique ingress missions. And then the 15th of June is our last event for Q2. So that is doing the Buried Memories Anomaly on the ground at Kuching and Budapest, where you can then earn the Buried Memories Anomaly Medal. We don't yet have any further details for how the scoring will be, how the global op will affect things, or anything like that. We've just got basic details of this is when they are, this is what's happening. We do, however, have some details on XM anomalies for Q3. So it says NIA researchers detected XM signals indicating anomalies on the following dates. So on the 17th of August 2024, we've got one in Singapore and one in Rotterdam. On the 21st of September 24, we have one in Hakodate, sorry, and Seattle. So those are our ones for Q3. We don't have a name for that season yet. It's possibly something memories if we're keeping that up for all of 2024. And then there's a reminder for Ingress Tuesday, Tuesday, which is obviously featuring a double AP bonus every Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., which you can then increase to 4 times AP by using an Apex. It notes that on Ingress first Saturdays, please be reminded that beginning January 6, 2024, the first Saturday medal will be awarded to in-person participants only. And further note here on Ingress second Sundays. So the Ingress second Sunday events were deployed to foster reconnaissance and exploration. We are now advancing this operation by integrating diverse methods for medal acquisition. Until June, completing six unique missions remains effective. However, be prepared for an alternate array of challenges in subsequent second Sundays. And there is a link to the mission days we've covered as well on there, which I'll link to again. So it's worth noting that the second Sunday note has existed for nearly a year now, to say they'll do something different. So we may not get anything different in June. People were expecting something different for Q2, but it stayed the same as doing the missions. People were kind of hoping it would be something to do with doing the tasks or anything on there. But unfortunately, for Q2 at least, it's the basic do six missions. Maybe it will change for Q3, but I wouldn't bet on it changing right away myself, but who knows? They may suddenly decide that they've got it finally worked out and they're going to change second Sundays to, I don't know, do 12 bounties or do some special bounties in a day on there. As I said, that's our schedule for Q2. I'm happy there's another global op that's going on. I'll try and get the second tier this time if I can, but I think April and May are going to be pretty busy for me personally, so I might just manage the first tier on that. But that's all our events for Q2 at the moment. And then just talking about Tuesday, I'm just going to revert back to a discussion we had about the stacking of that coming up. So I'll move into that. The Cryptic Memories bonus week that started on the 22nd of March is still ongoing until Monday, the 1st of April, 5 p.m. UTC, where actions yield at 1.331 times AP and hacks on friendly portals yield at 1.331 times the amount of gear. There was discussion in the community whether the extra AP stack would apply during Tuesday on the 26th of March. And we had a piece that I mentioned in the last podcast from the Resistance Global News Network sharing an update, which I'll play here. So the Resistance Global News Network Telegram have put details up in their feed to say that their confidential, reliable source from Niantic has confirmed that it will stack. Unfortunately, this was not the case as agents reported the 1.331 times AP multiplier was overridden, by the 2x AP multiplier for the regular tourist day, so it wasn't added, so it wasn't 2.331, or multiplied like 2.662 on top. So it was just overridden, and unfortunately it didn't stack, whether that was intended or not, which don't really know yet. From a tweet by Brian, it seems like this was an error and something they need to look into, but unfortunately it didn't stack, so agents didn't get as much AP as they thought they might. But it's just a regular Tuesday with the double AP between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Maybe next time, if we get a buried memories bonus week, it'll work correctly, but that's yet to be seen. An update to share now on an Ingress and Wayfarer bug that's been going on since at least May 2023. So if you are an Ingress agent who nominates new way slots to become portals, you'll know that there's been an ongoing issue where obviously there should be a portal appear if there's not a portal within 20 meters when a new way slot gets approved. However, there's been the ongoing issue where, rather than the system checking whether there's a portal within 20 meters, it would check whether there's any way spots at all in the system within 20 meters, even those that don't appear in Ingress or any games. So even if it met the inclusion rules to appear in Ingress, being 20 meters away from a portal, if your new way spot was within 20 meters of any existing way spots, it wouldn't appear on the map. Say that's been going on since May 2023. There's been various reports on that and various examples provided on the Ingress community forums and the Wayfarer community forums. However, on the 26th of March, Niantic Aaron shared on the Wayfarer forums that the issue has now been resolved, and agents have noticed portal keys popping up in their inventories for portals that have now appeared because they were within 20 meters of an existing way spot, but not 20 meters of an existing portal. So if you've had any new portal keys appear and extra AP and extra points on portals discovered that you weren't expecting, that's probably where it's come from. As that's now resolved as of March the 26th. So the Ingress team haven't closed their bug report yet, but with only a few days of the forums left, I doubt they will. But if you've experienced the bug and you were expecting your portal to appear, it should now have pinged up on the map. So that's always good news to have more portals. Carrying on with a few little Wayfarer tidbits that are useful for Ingress agents who submit way spots, there's now been noticed that on the Wayfarer help chat, you can now appeal a rejected edit. So this would be a rejected photo, description, title, location edit that's been rejected by the community or by Niantic. You can follow the help chat messages on there and appeal it. You do need to provide details of when approximately you made the edit and where it is if you know that, but it's been nice to get some things updated on there myself and appeal a few silly decisions that were made that I didn't agree with and get those done. And then additionally, on the Wayfarer side, I just mentioned that the team have updated their emails. So they've got a new email template being sent out for when Niantic review a nomination and make a decision. So in that new email, it makes it clearer that it says our team has decided to accept or reject your Wayspot nomination. Before, it would just say the community, where it had been actually Niantic who reviewed it. So it's clearer now when Niantic review it and when the community review it. If you look on your Wayfarer page when you've nominated your way slot to become a portal, you'll see a little in-voting icon with a Niantic balloon, meaning that it's being reviewed by a Niantic and not regular Wayfarers like me or you. But as I said, it's just a little change on there, but one that's nice to know exactly who reviewed it and what happened with it from there. Playing with the little bit of Ingress adjacent news with Wayfarer, the Wayfarer team announced that the Wayfarer community forums are moving to a new platform, so they're retaining their forums. So this was suspected after the Pikmin Bloom forums made their announcement they would also move to a new platform. So with them, all content on the previous platform will be deleted as of April the 15th, besides the news items which will move across. So similar to the Ingress forums, they suggest screenshotting and saving anything that you want on there so that you can share screenshots of that moving forward because it will all be deleted. And the Monster Hunter Now forums are also moving across. So Pikmin Bloom, Wayfarer, Monster Hunter Now are all moving to a new platform. Ingress is closing their forums entirely and suggests using r/ingress on Reddit. I think Peridot abandoned their forums long ago. I think that's all the Niantic properties that are still alive and kicking. I don't know if anyone's heard anything from Truffle lately. That seems pretty dead, even though it's still available on certain app stores. But all the main properties seem to be moving across, apart from the Ingress one as mentioned. But I don't know whether that's an Ingress team decision or a Niantic decision on there not to move the forums across. So next I'm going to talk about the bug reports that Ingress Plus has taken on as well. We have talked about the Ingress.plus website on this podcast before. So they have a few various bits such as the medals you can assign and show your profile off in that way. Mediagress has also moved there for taking in Ingress Media, so you can view all of that. They've now also created a community bug tracker, because as the Ingress community forums are due to close, it's then trickier to see if anyone else is experiencing the same issues that you are. So they've created it so that users of that website can log in and create bug reports. There's no guarantee that Niantic are going to see it or read it, but obviously you can go in and see what people are experiencing and whether anyone's going through the same issues that you are. And then I'd say to make sure you raise any bug reports with the Ingress team as well via the app as they now suggest. But if you are looking to see if other people are experiencing the same issues, this would be a good place to go and look at that. And you can also now leave comments and add attachments as well. I think at the moment it's just images, but maybe videos in future. For example, if you can't scan, you can add details on there. So it's a nice community replacement for that section of the Ingress community forums. But as said, it's not an official thing, so make sure you raise any bugs via the official channels, but raise them here or search there as well to see if it's already been picked up. The Ingress Plus website keeps growing and growing. I don't know what they'll do next with it, but they seem to have done quite a few good things for the community so far. So it's always a nice resource if you need images of badges for anything on there. So move on, just talk about Spain Telegram block thing that happened and then didn't as well. Ingress agents communicate a lot via Telegram after the closure of Google Plus. So there was a bit of concern on the 24th of March when there was a lawsuit against Telegram over copyrighted material on the platform and requests for user data, which Telegram didn't provide. Following that, a Spanish judge ordered a temporary block of all Telegram services in Spain. So if that block was implemented, Telegram would be unusable and agents have issues coordinating via Telegram. So it didn't affect the actual game itself. You'd still play Ingress absolutely fine. But I'll link to information about the lawsuit and the block. However, on the 25th of March, the Audiencia Nacional suspended the blocking of Telegram in Spain. So it's not going to happen at the moment. I think it's under review. So it may happen in future, but it may just get thrown out entirely. But people were concerned that the agents in Spain wouldn't be able to use Telegram to communicate, organize events, things like that. Fortunately, it's been subverted for now, so there's no issues in accessing Telegram from Spain as I talk now on the 29th of March. But it's just something to be aware of and maybe for Spanish agents to keep an eye on and see how the rest of that develops and moves forward. So what I'm going to do now is move into a new section that I think is vastly becoming necessary.
You're no one if you're not on Twitter. And if you aren't there already, you've missed it.
For those of you who were around on the internet in 2008, I hope you recognise that song being the Twitter song by Ben Walker. I'll link to how you can purchase some of his music. I've purchased that track to download and using this for non-commercial purposes, because I don't make any money off this podcast. So I thought it fit well for talking about this subject, which is what Brian has tweeted this week. So with the closure of the Ingress community forums, an important news item always comes via tweets from Brian Rose in the Ingress team via his Twitter/X account. So this week a lot of messages came to Brian about the closure of the Ingress community forums. So he has noted that I don't think we can automatically export vanilla forum threads to Reddit, but they are talking about how to archive threads in a compliant way. And I followed up to that and asked whether there was a reason they didn't move to a new platform like all the other Niantic games and apps, saying the Ingress form could have been great with a little input. And Brian came back to me on the 27th of March to say that I don't think a web forum is the best way for our team to connect with the agent community, and Niantic Theatre is working on an evolution of our community strategy that I'm very supportive of. So following the announcement of the closure of the forums, there was a few concerns that Niantic Theatre had been let go from the Ingress team, but I think that confirms she's still there, still working on a communication strategy for the business for Ingress. So they've done that on there. And then I'll call attention to another message where someone asked, said, can you ask your team to fix the double AP plus bonus AP they announced after all this years? Can we have at least one beginning of event without issues? I don't think that's asking too much. So this is referencing what the Resistance Global News Network said. So Brian noted, I'm sorry we made an error communicating how 1.331 times AP interact with 2 times AP 2SD. The bonus is 2 times AP during 2SD today, not 2.662 times AP. But an Apex will make it stack to make 4 times AP for 30 minutes. And you know, so you then follow up with the team. And an agent asked for compensation for this, maybe making the following Tuesday 2.662 times AP. So it seems like there was a communication error in how it would work and that it wasn't meant to stack from how they've said that on there, even though it seemed to be communicated that it would stack. And then the third one I want to call attention to for this week, an agent called Viper Wings reached out to ask whether there's any way to activate overclock other than the Wayfair app. So the Wayfair app only has, I think, 8 days left on it as I'm recording this podcast. They said they will depreciate the app. Obviously it could be updated via test flight and have a few more days of life left in it, but if they just leave it to expire, then that's it for the Wayfair app. It's the only way at the moment where agents can activate a VPS portal to get it for overclock. Brian came back to Viper Wings and said that portal scans and Pokestop scans will also activate portals eventually, with enough high quality portal scans from different device and lighting conditions, but we don't have an on-demand option in Ingress. Personally, I haven't seen that happen yet. Even portals that have been scanned 100 plus times aren't activated without someone going into the Wayfair app and actually pushing the button to send it for activation. So I don't know whether that's changed since then or whether Brian's been given incorrect information by the Lightship team on how that's activated, but that's about it for like comments and tweets from Brian for this week. If there's other Ingress people that tweet relevant things on there that aren't shared outside of the forums or other spaces that I think are relevant for agents such as Niantic Theatre putting something up, then I'll share that on here. But for now, that's the end of our What's Brian Tweeted This Week Twitter section, which I'll probably come up with a better name for, but I'll leave you with more of the Twitter song to close this section out.
I'm told the Twitterverse is full of rubbish.
Rubbish.
But most of us are really quite refined.
After talking about Brian Rose's tweets, this seems an appropriate time to include the voice message that we received, giving a bit of feedback to Brian following the announcement to close the Ingress forums. This agent unfortunately didn't leave their name. I do have the details of the name they provided, but it may be their full name, so I'm not going to share that. But if you have any feedback that you want the Ingress team to hear, or you want to have a vent or complain and want other agents to hear, then you can send us a voice message on Spotify, and you can do that by following the link that's right at the bottom of all our usual links to Threads and Instagram and everything else. And then if you can drop your agent name and what you're going to talk about before you get into it, then that'd be appreciated. But without further ado, I'll play our first voice message next.
Hi Brian, we have two big problems in Ingress. The first of them is a lack of communication between the players and your company. Why do other companies have profiles on social networks for each game where the manager responds to every worthwhile comment, but your company doesn't do that? Another problem is that your game hasn't had any major updates for a long time. People get bored and leave the game. The player base is rapidly decreasing. People expect a normal plot from you, new interesting items in the game store, new game mechanics, and so on. But all this is long gone. These two problems are destroying our game. Please make some modifiers for drones, make machine fields, and finally look at the map. There are many cities where we don't find any agent. They're gone from both factions.
There's been a lot of news this week and updates and various things, so for this week I'm going to skip our feature section. I'm just going to wrap things up pretty early this time round. So thank you for listening to the 25th episode of the Ingress Insights podcast, everyone. We'll be back next week with hopefully some more details on what the global op for Buried Memories is, and any further news and updates that's been shared on there. As I mentioned, there is a link to the best and the worst of the Ingress forums that I'm going to go through and read responses to in future before the 15th of April when it all disappears for good. So you only have one day after hearing this podcast to get everything in. So if you think there's anything worth salvaging from the Ingress forums, do remember to do that before it all goes into read only and then goes for good. Similarly for the Wayfarer and other Niantic forums, if there's anything you want to salvage from there, go ahead and do that before the 15th of April. As I said, I'll be back next week to go over some more details and then cover any Ingress news that's happened between then. So hope you all have a good day and we'll get a good start to April. Thank you, agents. See you soon.